Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 104 of HER, the podcast all about women, where we share the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and oh boy, her point of view in this case. Before we hop into this episode, just know that it's made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Complete Vitamins. They're delicious once-a-day gummies that contain the complete vitamin, mineral, folate, and omega mix customized for women. Trust me, you won't forget to take them because they taste so great. To learn more, go to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And just a quick reminder to hop on over to iTunes after our episode and rate and review our wonderful episode. Oh boy, can't wait to hear from you. Ah, it's time for HER.
HER, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about HER.
So all you have to do is read any headline today, and it's all about how people of differing views are not communicating well with one another, and it's such a pain, especially as it relates to women trying to communicate about their own experience. We have with us Phoenix Marinitz, and she is a creative luminary and feminine leadership expert, and she's been fascinated with what makes for a sensuous, creative, and fulfilling life. Her website is Awakened Woman Convergence. Phoenix, welcome to the HER podcast.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here, Dr. Peek.
Well, so tell me, what is Awakened Woman Convergence? It sounds fascinating.
Yeah, Awakened Woman Convergence is an annual gathering of global leaders and experts and thought leaders in areas of, you know, women's leadership and empowerment, healing, conscious business, and health. And what's really interesting about it is that we were really inspired to bring together different groups from very differing backgrounds in order to create exchanges and communications with groups that normally don't have contact with each other to learn and grow and create more unity in the world. And so, for example, this year we're bringing together conscious business leaders with spiritual communities and indigenous groups.
Wow. And where does this take place?
This year it's taking place in Scottsdale, Arizona, October the 12th to the 15th.
Wow. And who comes to this?
Yeah, so this year we have speakers from all different backgrounds. One of our keynotes, Agapi Stassinopoulos, is a Greek-American writer on the heart. We also have indigenous representatives and leaders, Chief Phil Lane Jr. from BC. We have Mona Palaka, who is one of the 13 indigenous grandmothers. Then we also have a range of other experts in media and business and health and spirituality that are bringing together these really radical conversations around awakened leadership.
Wow. And who can sign up for something like this? I mean, who's the audience?
Yeah, I mean, the audience is for people that want to be around other leaders or envision themselves as a leader in their industry. And you know, what I relate to this conversation that you kind of talked about just coming into the show about the fact that there's a lot of triggering happening in the world and there's a lot of miscommunication and people want to be heard. And there's a lot of differing views and opinions. And what we need is a really safe space in order to share our voices, to be heard. And when we're really truly heard, that's where a lot of the miscommunications get dissolved. Because when we feel heard, you know, that's where we feel understood. And most people just want to be understood. And so, you know, we're bringing together indigenous groups to finally honor them and have their voices heard and present at the table. We're looking to bring together minority groups, LGBTQ groups, you know, the conscious business groups, and many other different groups that normally don't have a chance to sit together in one space and actually share and talk and connect.
Well, you know, apparently there's some, you know, whether it's politics, religion, music taste, football, yeah, whatever, you know, out there. It's really about respecting each other's opinions and diversity. And there are some sort of rules of the road on this one. And the first one is quite a challenge. It's you know, try to understand their view. Wow, that's a tough one because people come from different backgrounds and are brought up with different belief systems and influencers. Phew, trying to get it all together. It certainly sounds easier than reality, trying to understand their view. Your thoughts?
You know, one of our speakers, he's amazing. His name is Chief Phil Lane Jr., and he's of the Dakota and Chickasaw Nations. And we did an interview with him a few months back, and he asked me to call him Uncle Phil. And I felt really honored, you know, to be able to call him this endearing name. And I asked him, I said, Uncle Phil, why did you ask me to call you this? And he said, well, in our tradition, we call everyone, you know, an auntie or an uncle or a brother or sister. And the reason being is that we acknowledge everyone as part of a human family, that they're all part of our family. And so, you know, when we can begin to see people through that lens, we can begin to have more compassion for them. And, you know, even though you may disagree with your mother or your uncle or your brother, they're still your family. And sometimes opposing views can help us to really look at our own and see, you know, what is the middle ground between this? Because I think what we're starting to understand is our views are not us. We are not our views. Our views are just constructs or ideas or beliefs, but we are not necessarily our views, right? They're just things that we hold importance to. So, you know, when we can really drop the ego around that and begin to find the common ground, which is, you know, that we're all part of a family, you know, and we're working through what are the commonalities instead of what are the differences that we hold.
Well, you know, when you said that ego thing, that brings us to the second rule. Don't be rude or arrogant, because arguments are more likely to happen, not because you have different opinions, but because of how you put them forward. You know, it's all the process here. You may have an interesting opinion, but if you come off like it's the only opinion on the planet, that's, you know, or if you're, you know, overly dismissive, you know, of someone's opinion, ooh, then that annoyance starts exploding mm-hmm. into conflict, right?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're seeing that too all over media right now. And there's a lot of heated debate, you know, around politics right now about racial discrimination. And there needs to be more spaces of compassionate conversations, I like to call them, where we try to find the common ground between us and look towards solutions.
Yeah, yeah. And you want to know something? I wish I saw more about that in the headlines. I seem to be seeing everything on the polar opposite, but there it is. Another rule is don't dwell on it. You ask yourself, is the issue really worth falling out over? If you think talking about an issue will only lead to an argument and strain your friendship, it's okay to agree to disagree. Just leave it be and talk about the weather. You know, it's like that. Some people just hold on to it like a, you know, yeah, like a dog on your ankle. It's like, come on, you know, enough already. But, you know, isn't that a little bit about choosing your own battles, as it were?
Yeah, you know, we actually had a recent you know, online discussion around this because, you know, someone had made a comment, I think, on our Facebook page about our conference and, you know, asked where all the women of color were. And, you know, behind the scenes, we've been working really hard to bring in a diversity of people. So we have, you know, Chinese speakers, we have Puerto Rican speakers, and then we have quite an indigenous population that is being present here at this year's Awakened Woman and quite a few indigenous speakers. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we replied and we, you know, shared everything that we had been working on. But sometimes there's just people that really, they're feeling shame and guilt. And so they want to project, right, that onto other people and finger point. And, And also, you know, it was a really good lesson for us to, you know, be able to articulate our vision and our mission statement. But at the end of the day, it's no one else's business and it's not my business what other people think of me. Right. And so as we, you know, are growing in our message and as we're growing in our exposure, we're going to start to polarize people more and more. And we're going to start to create more polarization. Just that's what happens. We can't please everybody. And so it's good to focus on those that align with our values and not worry so much about the one or two people that maybe disagree.
Wow. Well, that's so terribly important because, you know, especially with women, you know, women tend to be people pleasers, right? And it's just in our DNA. We like to please. That's, you know, we aim to please, as we say in the business. And I really feel that a lot of times women are, you know, really fight with that and their own innate perfectionism. Got to get it right. Got to get it perfect. And by doing so, end up with their own inner conflict about how they actually present themselves and how they're going to interact with people out there. If you take it personally, and if you're, you know, going to the perfectionist place, this complicates everything. And, you know, I think it's hard for a lot of women to accept the fact that not everyone out there is going to love them. You know, it's like there are going to be people who say, I don't like you at all. And someone once said something to me, Phoenix, that I thought was really cool. And that was very wise guy. I mean, a wise guy, not that. And he said, you know, that's their story about you, not your story about you. Right.
Yeah.
And so everyone has a story. Reality is filled with stories. And I think a problem with a lot of people, male and female, right, is that they haven't taken enough time to create their own story. Because if you knew your own story, you'd stick to your boots there and you'd say, you know something? If you say whatever you're saying, that's real cool and thanks for sharing, but I know my story. So that may be your story about me, but it ain't my story about me. Does that make sense to you, Phoenix?
Oh, absolutely. One of my favorite books, The Four Agreements, talks about...
Oh, yes. Oh,
one of the Four Agreements is to not worry about what other people are thinking about you because it's, you know, we are all mirrors for each other. And when, you know, we're finding that someone is triggering us in our lives, they have a message, right? They're sharing something that we don't feel good about ourselves. So, you know, maybe it's that, you know, that woman at work who seems to always, you know, be succeeding and kind of pisses you off. Or, you know, maybe it's that guy, like they're sharing a message about yourself that you're not comfortable with yet. And it's beautiful. And at the time, you know, it can be really frustrating. But at the end of the day, we're all just kind of working through our own processes and we're all mirrors for each other. And you know, I think if women and men supported each other more to work through those understandings and have just more compassion for all of the journeys that people are going through, you know, I think this world would be such a better place. And so that's really a part of holding space for compassionate conversations is really needed right now, especially what's happening in the world, you know, politically, you know, moving towards equality. We need to have more understandings of how to hold space and compassion when people's views and beliefs differ vastly from our own.
Yeah, I know. And the more diversity we have, the more that's guaranteed to happen. You know, we're not a bunch of Stepford wives. We're not a bunch of robots or artificial intelligence. We're very unique individuals with our own specific and individual, you know, thoughts about how things should go. And at the end of the day, right, it's really, really, really important for us to take a deep breath here and to do the one thing that I've heard you now say several times, be compassionate. You know, that I just don't see enough of it. Again, sometimes it's so bad out there, I swear. I go on a news diet. A severe news diet where I don't want to know because it's just so negative and toxic so many times. It makes me crazy. All right. And then the final one is respect another person's right to an opinion. Part of living in a free society like ours is that we all come from a range of cultures and backgrounds and share different opinions. Even if you don't agree with someone's opinion, at least agree with their right to have it. No one should be discriminated against for their beliefs. Wow, those are powerful words, don't you think, Phoenix?
Oh, absolutely. That's a beautiful tenet of living in a free society.
I love it. And I really feel that, you know, people like yourself who are change agents and bringing people together of a variety of backgrounds are so terribly, terribly, terribly important for us. And I want to make sure that everyone races on over to Phoenix's website, and that's Awakened Woman Convergence is the name of the entire movement, and it's awconvergence.com, awconvergence.com. Phoenix, this has just been an absolutely marvelous episode. I love your work. I think it's fabulous. And I wish you all the well as you're bringing together thought leaders in this really, really important new revolution in our ability to not just share and respect one another, but to actually ramp it up one more step to compassion. Congratulations on your wonderful work and keep it going. Right, Phoenix?
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much for having me on the show and for just really diving into these really important conversations. I'm so happy that you are bringing this to the public. This is so needed right now.
Yes. Yeah, you got that right. All right. Thank you so much, Phoenix. Remember to catch every episode of her. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or on our show page at RadioMD.com. And please just take a moment and rate and review this marvelous episode with Phoenix, because I read these and I'd love to hear from you. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Follow me on Twitter at PamPeekMD, and you can also check out our Her Show page at RadioMD.com for all of our past episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.